How we must pray and how we must not pray. Chapter 61. After Jesus had raised Lazarus from the dead in Bethany, he no longer remained in the vicinity of Jerusalem, for there it was much too dangerous for him. Didn't the Sanhedrin decide to kill Jesus? Certainly the Lord Jesus would die, but in his own time. For this reason, Jesus and his disciples went to another place. We cannot say definitely whether or not he ever again returned into Perea. It is written in the Bible, he went into a certain city called Ephraim and remained there with his disciples. He was soon surrounded by a great multitude. On one of these occasions, he spoke a few parables about prayer. If you will listen, I will relate them to you. A judge lived in a certain city. He was a famous man who must administer justice. He must help the oppressed and be certain everything is done correctly and honestly. But now read what is written about this man in God's word. He was a man who feared not God, neither regarded man. He did not reckon with God or his word. He was not an honest judge, but an unjust one. He perverted judgment by taking bribes. The poor always were condemned, and the rich who gave him something always were justified. He was a brutish man. He didn't know what compassion was. He laughed at the tears of a poor widow. He thought only about his own wealth and his own honor. Terrible, wasn't it? One day a poor widow comes to him. Injustice is being done to her. Someone is oppressing her. She goes to the judge and makes known her complaint to him. She asks him to help her. But this judge does not listen to her. He refuses to satisfy her friendly request. Roughly and unkindly, he sends her away. Poor, poor widow. Who will deliver her from her oppressor? However, she does not sit despondently in her home. No, again and again she goes to the house of this judge and earnestly requests him to help her. Day in and day out, her cry is heard, "Do justice to me." The judge is very much annoyed by her. The inhabitants of the city also hear her and probably look at her with compassion. "Do justice to me." At last, the judge can no longer bear it. An end must come to this tiresome complaining. Do you know what he does? You can read it in the Word of God. He said within himself, "Though I fear not God, nor regard man, yet I will avenge her. I will help her, for her continual crying wearies me." He calls her to come, investigates her case, and judges righteously. Finally, the oppressor of this widow is punished, and the poor woman is delivered from her tormentor who sought to ruin her. The Lord Jesus said, "This unjust judge finally judged righteously, and shall not God avenge his own elect, which cry day and night unto him?" Oh, boys and girls, you may cry day and night to the Lord Jesus for mercy, and the Lord spoke this parable to show the Jewish people, and also us, and that we never are able to pray too much. Persist. Keep on. Do you also keep on praying? Do you pray on your knees at night before you go to sleep, and in the morning before you leave your bedroom? Do you continually pray to the Lord? Do you need the Lord for and in everything? Do you pray with your heart, or do you quickly chatter a few words? May the Lord permit you to seek him in truth, and may you through grace find him. Probably some of you are thinking, but how must we pray? To make this plain, the Lord Jesus spoke another parable. Pay attention. A dignified and famous Pharisee walks through the streets of Jerusalem. He walks in the center of the street, so all the people can see him easily. He glows with pride when those who pass by greet him with respect and stop to look at him as he goes on his way. Where is he going? Just look and see. His steps are directed to the temple. What must he do there? He is going to the house of the Lord to pray. He is such a pious person, isn't he? Isn't praying a good work? Slowly he climbs the mountain upon which the temple stands. Pompously he ascends the steps of God's house. He enters within and seeks a place in the center of the temple. There he stands. Everyone can see him. He spreads his hands toward heaven and prays, O God, I thank thee. This is the way he begins. Such reverence, isn't it? He continues, I thank thee. I am not as other men are. Extortioners, unjust, adulterers, or even as this publican. Thus, this Pharisee is a good, pious man, isn't he? However, he is not finished with his prayer. Oh no, more follows. Listen to it. I fast twice in the week. I give tithes of all that I possess. Finally, he is finished. Just as dignified and stately as he came, so he leaves the house of the Lord. A proud smile is seen upon his face. But, did this Pharisee really pray? Did he ask the Lord for help or advice? Why, no, he didn't ask anything. The only thing he did was tell the Lord how pious he was. He has no need of help. He can merit heaven himself. A surety? A savior for his guilt? There is no thought of this. He is altogether too pious and too good to need a savior. What must he do with Jesus? There is no room in his heart for the Messiah. What this Pharisee did was not praying. He only praised himself. The Lord loathes such prayers. With all his devotion, this Pharisee remained an ungodly person. He left the temple as he came. His heart was full of pride. He only desired the people to see him and to hear his words. This was his main purpose, and his objective would be reached. This Pharisee prayed. He was not like this publican. This publican? At the same time, when the Pharisee went to the temple to pray, a publican also went to the temple to pray. He didn't walk in the center of the street, neither did he proudly hold up his head. On the contrary, with his head bowed, he shyly slipped close to the houses. This publican was ashamed of himself before God and men. He was ashamed because of his ungodly, wicked life. He hoped no one would see him, and no one would notice him. But he would confess his great, great guilt to God. He would plead for mercy. For he could not do without the Lord. He remains in the rear of the temple. In a corner he stands, unobserved as much as possible. He does not spread his hands toward heaven, nor does he thank God, much less praise himself. Oh, he is not worthy to be permitted to enter into this holy place, but he cannot do otherwise. What must he say? Nothing. nothing. It would be righteous if the holy God would damn him. It would be righteous if he were cast into hell. If God never again would turn unto him, it would be just. Big tears rolled down his cheeks, tears of true, sincere repentance, tears of grief because he had sinned against God. See him standing with his head bowed. He smites upon his breast from shame and contrition. No, he doesn't have many words. Neither can anyone understand those words. Only God, who is high in the heavens, can hear them. With stammering lips he murmurs, God be merciful to me, a sinner. This is not a long prayer, is it? No, the prayer of the Pharisee is much better. Do you think this is the truth? No, it isn't. This publican confessed he was a sinner. This publican pleads, even if it is only in a few words, for mercy and for grace. A savior? A surety for his guilt? Yes, that is exactly what this publican needs. He could not deliver himself. He had need of another. Room for the Lord Jesus was made in his heart. He could not do without the atoning blood of the Son of God. And a wonderful peace enters the heart of this ungodly person, an undeserved peace. Oh, God is so good for him, for such a wicked person, for such a great sinner. The Lord worked in the heart of this publican the faith that his sins were forgiven for the sake of Christ. He also leaves the temple. His eyes are filled with tears. They are tears of thankfulness. He pays no attention to the people. He is no longer troubled with what they think of him. They cannot take away this peace which is in his heart. He does not see the angry looks which they cast at him. He doesn't observe the contemptible frown of the Pharisee. Peace fills his soul. Peace with God. Oh, he cannot express in words the happiness he feels. He only can enjoy it. The prayer of the Pharisee went no higher than the ceiling of the temple. But the short prayer of the publican penetrated through the air and clouds. It went into heaven. It went to God and was answered by God. This parable contains a serious lesson also for us. Do you pray you are better than a certain boy or girl who always copies his lessons from someone else in school? Or another who is so impudent, or another who has stolen something at one time? Are you so good? And do you tell this to the Lord? Yes? You had better stop, because this is not praying. God loathes those words. Do not think the Lord hears and answers those prayers. Are there some among you who resemble this publican? Are there some who have sorrow because of their sins? Are there some who are grieved because they are missing God? The Lord only knows. Oh, boys and girls, ask the Lord to teach you to pray. Ask the Lord to uncover to you your guilt and sin. Ask for the operation of God's Spirit. Yes, it is true. Pray without ceasing. But may your prayer then be as the prayer of the sorrowful publican. O God, be merciful to me, a sinner.